Welcome to the Inside Show. I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Andrew Richards.
And we're looking at a debugger command today called bangteb.
Yep, T-E-B, thread environment block, represents the metadata associated with an individual thread. A process contains one or more threads, each of them is kind of like a train of thought. Mm-hmm. The thread environment block is really the heart and the mind of a process, right? Mm-hmm. It contains the thread's executing and stuff like that. This example is in the debugging tools for Windows of a user mode process. Mm-hmm. Bangteb, bang is the Microsoft word of saying exclamation mark. Mm-hmm. So you might hear bang. So exclamation teb. Mm-hmm. This is on a per thread level, so each thread will have one of these. I happen to be on thread one right now, but I could have done it on any of the threads. This is the address of the teb. You could cast that to a ntdll bang underscore teb and see the data structure. This is the nice GUI view of that, if you will. Mm-hmm. The main things that are to be pointed out are the stack base and the stack limit. This is the memory range where the stack variables are valid for the process. So at this point in time, if you look at the registers, the stack pointer, RSP ESP or RSP on Intel, and the PC on ARM, you'll see that this number is within these bounds. And if you get a stack overflow, it usually means because the RSP has walked up and hit or has gone outside the base limit range.
So each thread has its own independent stack, and this tells you where to find that in
yep.
memory.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're doing some raw grokking of memory, this is the memory range to scan for information. The bang pde.dpx to some dump pointer extreme command, that's what it does. It reads the teb and just scans that range when you run dpx. Thread information block, it's more of a kernel concept and is not really represented in user mode. Fibers, so a process has one or more threads and each thread is associated with execution on a CPU. You can actually do sub-scheduling, and it's called a fiber. And so on a per-thread basis, you can make one or more fibers, and then yourself control the execution. And so you say, hey, fiber one, run now fiber seven, now fiber three. And so each fiber associated with a thread goes in there. Self is just a pointer to the thread environment block. It's the same value as you're seeing up here. Mm-hmm. Client ID. Process ID, thread ID. The other way you can see that is if you're in focus, in the same tab's focus, tilde command and dot, which is display information about the current thread. And you can see that repeated here, CF4 and that one, for example.
This is the process ID and thread ID, like PID and TID.
Yep.
Like you could see the process ID in Task Manager, for example.
For example. Mm-hmm. This is in hexadecimal. Most tools will show it to you in decimal. Mm-hmm. TLS, thread local storage. There's a concept where you can say, I want to have a variable that is a straight variable in the global namespace, but unique per thread. So it might be, how many times has this thread done work? I'm going to make a variable called foo. I'll associate it with a slot, get TLS slot API, and then you can go bang TLS, for example, to show them. And then you can see the values per thread. So those values will be different for each thread, but at the same slot. Think of it as an array entry. PEB address is the address of the PEB. Bang PEB command will default to that address, but if you have to force it, you could. And these last two, which tend to be the ones that you really use a lot, are to do with errors. There is NT status errors, and then there is Win32 errors. All right. Last status error is NT underscore status, comes from a different error range. And then last error, as I said, is Win32.
So if in an app, if they call like get last error, they would
this get the top one.
That's where it comes from.
And then get last status.
Gotcha.
Right. But the two of them tend to get related to each other. And for this example, they're kind of the same. One's the internal, like the status one's more like an internal kernel way of saying something went wrong, and then that was translated into a more of a Win32 thing. So the way I translate those numbers and it does the pair for you is bang GLE, bang get last error, which is really get last error and status. Mm. Right. And that is TEB.
Very cool.